Mesechtes Gittin Daf Ayin Tes at the top of the Amid at the new Mishnah. We learned in the first Mishnah of Parak HaZerik, HaZerik Get Lishta V'hi B'teich Besa B'teich Chatzera HaRezu Megureshes, and the Gemara stated Minani Mili Tan Rabbanan V'nasam B'yada Ein Leil Yada Gagel Chatzera Kafifu Minayin Tam Leim B'v'nasam Mikal Makim. Then not only could the husband deliver a get to his wife's hand, but he could also deliver it to a gag, her chatzu or her kafev. And Rabbi Yishia taught us on Daf Ayin Zarin Amvez Afil Hi B'tferi V'chatzer B'tziperi Hi B'tzi and Rachel doesn't have to actually be in a chutzah, even though she doesn't have to be in the chutzah, but the chutzah has to be mishtamer sel daita, as you learned out, ma yodo mishtamer sel daita, af chatzera ha mishtamer sel daita, la fuke chutzah ha mishtamer shloi le daita. And our Mishnah now continues, hoisei medes ha-reish ha-gag, if Rachel was standing on the top of a rooftop, and the Gemara will discuss whose rooftop it was, and whenever Gemara speaks about a gag, we have to picture that in those days, the rooftops were generally flat, and therefore they were used for some tashmishin, but not generally used as the main tashmish habayis. And Vizarkula and Reuven threw the get to her, Kivin Shegil Avagag, once the get reaches the airspace above the rooftop, Harezu Megureshes, it would be a valid get, and even if the get would be erased or burnt prior to landing on the rooftop, it would still be a valid get. And the Mishnah continues, Humil Maglo, if the husband is on a rooftop, Behimil Mata, and she is lower down in the chutzah, Vizarkula, and once again Reuven throws a get to Rachel, Kimin Shiyotzim Mishus Hagag, once the get leaves the airspace of the rooftop, it's now above the airspace of the Chatzah, Nimchak Nisraf, so then if it's erased or it's burnt, Harezu Megureshes, once again it would be a valid get. And I in the top Tesis who points out that according to the Shita of Rabbi Isha that we just mentioned, that Rachel doesn't have to actually be in the Chatzah or in the Gag, so when our Mishnah says she was standing on the top of the Gag, it's Lav Dafka, Klima Kagoyin Shemishtameris, that the Mishnah is teaching us that it was a Gag that was Mishtameris Ledaito, and then Tesis says, as we will see in the Gemara will state that we're talking about her rooftop, and that's why it says that she was standing there in order to show us that it was her rooftop, but in Chinami, she doesn't have to actually be standing there. And the Gemara begins, how can we say that if she's standing on top of the Gag and her husband throws her a get, then it would be a valid get because it gets into the airspace of the rooftop? But as Rashi explains, that since a wind could come and blow the get away from the rooftop, therefore it would not be considered avish as seifel lenuach, and l'chira the avi of the chotzah should not be able to be koiner to get for her. And Rashi continues that even if a wind does not come and blow the get off of the rooftop, but since we can't look at the get as if it's already in the chotzah and it's as if she received the get already, so therefore if a kelb will come and grab the get before it actually lands on the ground and take it, or if rain comes and erases the get, or if a fire comes and burns up the get, then it should not be a valid get. And this is the way Rashi understands our Gemara. And other Rishonim understand that when the Gemara asks V'haloi Minta, the Gemara is saying that since it's possible for wind to come and blow the get off of the rooftop and it'll never land onto the rooftop, therefore it's considered a chotzer she'ina mishameres l'daita, and therefore the get cannot be koina. As we said, that the only way that a chotzer could be koina for a woman is only if it's similar to a yad and it has to be mishameres l'daita. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, so Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, explains that our Mishnah is talking about a case, begag she'ish le'makas kinon, it's talking about a rooftop which has a fence around it. Once the get gets into the airspace where there's a fence around it, Lufi Rashi, since the wind can't blow it off, so it's Abish Seifel Nuach, and therefore it's considered Kimanda Noach, and once it's considered that's on the ground, then certainly she was cleaner to get, and according to the other Rishonim, it's a Gag HaMishtameres L'daita, and therefore if a kelev will come and grab the get before it actually lands on the ground, or if rain will erase the get, or if fire will destroy the get, it would still be a valid get. The Gemara continues, Ulu Bamanchi Mishmei Davimi Amma, however Ulu Baminashi says in name of Avimi, Hachel Pachs Mishleisha Somchel Gagaskinon. In a Chinami, our Mishnah could be talking about a case where there was no mica around this gag, and therefore in a Chinami was either not Mishtameris or was Avish in Tzefel Anuach. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the get was already within three tvachim of the roof, and the Chol Pachs Mishleisha Somchel Gag Kagagdami. And we have a klal that anything that's within three tvachim of a rooftop or any area is considered like lavud, and therefore it's considered as if it's actually lying on the ground, and even if a wind would potentially be able to come and take the get and throw it off the rooftop before it lands onto the actual rooftop, would still be a valid get as we consider it as if the get was actually on the rooftop. And Rashi is bothered that Bishlema, if Rachel is on the rooftop itself, then we consider it that the gag is Mishtameris. However, if we're saying that we're talking about a scenario where there was no mica around the gag, then Lechir, it's a gag she'in Mishtameris, and therefore even though it would actually land on the rooftop, how could she actually be claiming the get? And why would the get be valid if it's a gag she'in Mishtameris? And Rashi says the key to a Gag, Vayudu, that since the Gag is 10 tefachim off the ground, once something is actually lying on the top of the actual rooftop, have a lechotza mishtameres, lechod the naich begavei, and it's considered a chotza mishtameres, ledaita. And the Rishonim are bothered that lechira, since we're talking about a case of lovud, so how can the Mishnah say, kimen shegiel, ave agag, harezu megureshes, if she's only going to be megureshes, once it gets within 3 tefachim of the actual Gag, and the din of lovud can apply, and the Rishonim therefore explain what the Mishnah means, kimen shegiel, ave agag, it means once it gets into the ear, where it's already considered the Gag, based on lovud, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, the Mishnah stated that if Reuven is on the rooftop and Rachel is in the chatzah, Vizarkula and Reuven threw the get to Rachel and she's in the chatzah, Kimin Shiyatsu Mishus Agag, once the get leaves the Rishus of the Gag and enters the airspace of the chatzah, then Nimchak and Nisraf Harezu Mugreshes, it would still be a valid get. And the Gemara once again asks, Valay Minta, and right now the Gemara's Havmin is that we're talking about a Gag that's above the chatzah, and therefore how could you say that the moment it leaves the airspace of the Gag, it would be a valid get if at the point that it's above the chatzah and it's not within the walls of the chatzar, it still is considered avish she'in seifel lenuach, as the maisa wind could come and blow it away from the area of the chatzar. As we will see, the Gemara will bring the same teretz 4 different times in the name of 4 different amrayim, and the Gemara states, Amar Bihuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Mishmuel, kagoyin she'in mechitza tachtonis oitveis alayonis, the case is where the mechitzas of the chatzar, which are below, are higher than the walls of the maika, which is above on the rooftop. Therefore, immediately, once the get leaves the airspace of the gag, it reaches the area of the chatzar below, and it's already avish seifel lenuach, as it has a wall around the entire chatzar at that point as well, and therefore the get would be valid the moment it leaves the airspace of the gag. And once we finish this sugya and we'll get to the two dots, we'll go back to Taisa's Dibur Masech going shari mechitza tachtonis oitzvei salonis, and we'll explain the metzias a bit further. And the Gemara now continues and brings the same teretz 3 more times. V'chein Amar Beleza Amar Beisha, and so said Rabbi Beleza named Rabbi Beisha, kagoyin shari mechitza tachtonis oitzvei salonis, and v'chein Amar Ula Amar Beicha, and kagoyin shari mechitza tachtonis oitzvei salonis. And the Gemara now really going back to the Mishnah and stating that we just said that if the get gets into the airspace of the gag or into the airspace of the chatzah, the wife would be koinit and it would be considered a valid get. Then the Gemara states, Amli Rab Abba Ula, so Rab Abba says to Ula, Kaman, who is our Mishnah going like that he says that the actual get is considered like it's munach and it's considered like it's on the ground and therefore it's considered a valid get? And it would seem, Kerebi, that this is only going like the Shita of Rebbe that we find in Masech the Shabbos, the Amar who holds, Kluta Kamisha Hunucha Dami, that if something is flying through an area, it's considered as if it's lying in that area and it's resting on the ground, as the machlik is between Rebbe and the Rabbanon and Masech the Shabbos in a brisa which states, Hazayuk b'Shabbos Meshus Rabbim Meshus Rabbim, Reuven throws an item from Meshus Rabbim and therefore the Akira happened in Meshus Rabbim and he throws it to another Meshus Rabbim and the Hanocha actually happened in Meshus Rabbim. However, Meshus Yachid b'Emtzah, it flew through the airspace of Meshus Yachid. We know that b'Negiya, the Issa of Aitzah and Shabbos, the only way you're going to be chayiv for being Meitzi something Meshus L'Rishus on Shabbos Midraisa is only if you make an Akira and Anocha from Meshus Rabbim to Meshus Yachid or from Meshus Yachid to Meshus Rabbim. And over here, since that Q was in Rishus Rabbim and the Anocha was in Rishus Rabbim, L'chur you should not be Chayim, and that is the Shita of the Chamim. However, Rabbi says that since his item flew through Rishus Yachid, then we have a cloud that Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, and since it's considered like it rested in the Rishus Yachid, therefore it's considered as if Reuven took this item and threw the item from Rishus Rabbim and landed in Rishus Yachid and had a Hanocha, and then it continued on its way to the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore you're going to be Chayim Midraisa. And therefore, Rabbi Abba says that Bishleim, according to Rabbi, he holds up the cloud of Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, so even though the get is still in mid-ear in the chatzah or in the gag, then it still would be a val hanocha and the get would be chal. However, according to Rabbanon, that don't hold with klal and klut kamishon chadamya, so how could this get be valid? And if a fire would come and burn the get up, or if rain would erase the get prior to landing on the ground, l'chur should not be a valid get. And the Gemara states, Amalei, so Ula responded back to Rabbi Abba, afil tamer Rabbanon, we could say, b'negeya our Mishnah, the Mishnah could be going even according to the Shita Rabbanon, as ad kam le'plig Rabbanon led Rabbi Elin Shabbos, the only time that Rabbanon will chaylik on Rabbi was only b'negeya Shabbos, where in order to be chayiv for Shabbos, there actually has to be an actual hanacha, aval hachem mishmaturiyu, but over here b'negeya get, the basis for actually the get being chal is based on a chatzah, and chatzah is yesh raboy mitam yad, and there's no requirement that the get should actually be landed and it actually be in a chatzah, and the only requirement is that the get will eventually land on the ground, and it has to be avish ha-seif l'nuach, and according to the other Rishonim, it also has to be something which is similar to yad, and it has to be mishtameres l'daita, v'hakominter el maisa, this get is protected as there's walls around the chatzah and walls around the gag, and therefore it's considered a valid get, even while it's flying through her chatzah or through her gag, it's possible that she's able to be koined based on the din of chatzah. The Gemara continues and brings the same teretz a fourth time. V'chein Amar Rabasi Amar Bechon Kegoyin Shem Mechitza Tachtonis Oitvei Salal Yonis and Amar Rab Zeir Rabasi. So in this case, Rab Zeir asked to Rabasi the same question that Rab Abba asked Ula. Kaman, who are you saying our mission is going like? Kurebi Da Amar Kluta Kamishon Chodamya. So Amalei Afil Tim Rabbanon. I can't let Pligar Rabbanon Lad Rabbi Alin Shabbos Avuach Mishamaturiu V'Hal Kaminter. And let us now see Tais Dibur Masel Kegoyin Shem Mechitza Tachtonis Oitvei Salal Yonis. And Tais points out the Miyad Shiyetsi Mishus Gag wants to get leaves the Rishus of the Gag. Nichlitz Rishus Chotzer. Immediately you'll go into the airspace of the Chotzer. And Tais asks, "V'im Taima Ma'am Moil the Oitveis? How could it be that will help that by the fact that the Mechitzas of the Chotzer are higher than the Mechitzas of the Gag? Mekalmakum Kshigakum Me'alamaka Leminta Kenegla Gag Lecherim Mitzias. When someone wants to throw something over a wall, it has to go higher than the wall in order to actually land in the other side. And therefore, at the point you throw it over the Mica of the Gag, and at that point it's higher than the wall of the Gag, and also higher than the wall of the Chotzer. At that point, it's not going to be Konoi. So how could the Mishnah say that you'll be Konoi immediately once it leaves the airspace of the Gag? If L'chari, that's not necessarily true, as it will take another second in order to actually get into the airspace of the walls of the Chotzer. Based on this question, Taisus therefore comes up with three different ways to understand the case of the Gemara of Kegoyin Shem Mechitza Tachtonis Oitvei Salal Yonis, and he explains the Mitzvah as follows. Number one, V'yesh Leim Adakim L'Shalosh Mechitzas Oitveis Chashem Mishtama, and in the Chanami, the case is where there is no wall on the side where the rooftop meets the Chatzah, and since there are walls on the three sides of the Chatzah, it's considered that the Get is Mishtameris in Lachish L'Mechitza Revis, and we don't have to be Chayshish for the last Mechitza. And possibly, according to this Teretz, Taisus is saying that L'maisa, since the force of the person that's throwing the Get will keep it traveling toward the direction they threw it, so you don't have to worry that the wind will now come and push the Get back into his Gag, and therefore, all you need is three walls surrounding the other areas. These three walls will protect the Get, that the wind will not take the Get and blow it out of the Chatzah from the other three directions. Then Taisus says that really there are mechitzas on all four sides of the Chatzah. There was a slight opening in the wall of the Mica of the Gag, and this way Reuven was able to throw the Get through that hole or through that airspace, and this way went directly into an area of the Chatzah which already had four walls surrounding it. And as Taisus states, Inami k'shagag Chatzah v'chatzah rochav habe v'oitvis hamechitzas gam berviyas mitzadzeh umitzadzeh v'negla Mica inikim pesach ba'almo. And then Taisus says a third teretz that the Mitzias was that we're not talking about a Chatzah that was right next to a Gag, but we're talking about a Gag that was actually in the center between a large Chatzah, and the Chatzah surrounded the Gag on all four sides. Therefore, certainly, once the actual Get gets out of the airspace of the Gag, it went into an area which was already Mishtameris, as on all four sides of the Gag, there were the walls of the Chatzah which protected the Get that it wouldn't be blown out by the wind, and therefore it was considered Avish Sefer Lenuach, or the Chatzah was considered Mishtameris even at that point. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated that if Reuven throws the Get to Rachel by throwing it from the Gag into a Chatzah, then the din is Kim Shiyatsu Mishus Hagag Nimchak Nisraf Harizum Gresheth. And the Gemara states Amram Nachman Amram Rabba Avua Loishano, that the only time that we said that if it was Nimchak it would still be a valid Get El Shnimchak Derech Harida is only if it was already on a downward trajectory at the point that it was erased by the rain. Avul Nimchak Derech Aliyah Loi. However, if the Get was still going upwards and was still in an upward trajectory, then it would not be a valid Get. And as the Gemara explains, my time may kar loy lemenach kai. And Rashi says, afal pi sheyetsu me'avei hagag la'avei chatzah, that even though it went out of the airspace of the rooftop and it's already in the airspace of the chatzah, umechitza tachtonis oitveis, and even as we explained, the mechitzas of the chatzah were higher than the mechitzas and the mica of the gag, ein megureshes the derech siluka loy mikri nesina, as if something is going in an upward motion, then it's not considered valid nesina at that point. As the Achronim explained, that at that point it's considered that it's still in the husband's rishus and it's in his hands. And the only point where we consider it that it's in Rachel's hands and it's considered a valid nesina is only once it's on a downward trajectory. And as Rashi says, el derech hadachasai lavo l'rishusa. Of course, even though the Gemara discusses it regarding the case of Nimchak, this din would apply to Nisraf as well. And the next Gemara's case, which we'll talk about the case of Nisraf, l'chayah will apply to the case of Nimchak as well. And the Gemara continues, Nisraf, amram nachman amram b'vua l'ishano, that the only time that we said that if the get is burnt up, that would be still a valid get, al shekadam get l'dleika, is only if the get already got into the airspace of a chatzah prior to the fire being there. Al kadam d'leika l'get, but if the fire was already raging and the get was not yet in the airspace, then loy would not be a valid get. And as the Gemara explains, my taima may kar loy l'menach kai, and just like we explained beforehand, that if you have airspace where there could be wind and the wind could blow it out of this chatzah, then it's not considered a valid kinyan chatzah. This avish ain't sefer l'nuach. Therefore, in this case also, this avish also ain't sefer l'nuach, as it will be burnt up prior prior to reaching the ground. And the Gemara now continues with a new din, and Rashi brings Mishnah Maisi L'Raya Masis Nok L'Hocha, that since we bring a Raya to this idea from our Mishnah, that's why we bring this Gemara over here. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista states, Rishuyas Chalukas Begitin, that if Reuven lends his Chatzah to Rachel in order that she could acquire a get, he only lends her the Chatzah, and we can't take for granted that he really wasn't Makbid, and he also meant to lend her his Gag or his Bias. And as Rashi states, and we don't say that her husband was not Makbid in what area he was lending her, and all he wants is that the get should be Chal, the Trey Mekoymus, Le Mushli, a person doesn't lend two places to his wife, and he specified he wants to only lend the Gag or the Chatzah, etc. So Amli Ravim Bacham L'Ravah, so Ravim Bacham Es Ravah, Minali L'Sabaha, had Rav Chista noticed in, and Amalei, so Rav responds to Ravim Bacham, Masnisni, this is based on our Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Haysa Medes HaReisha Gag, V'Zorkula, that if Rachel was standing on a rooftop and Reuven threw to get to her, Kivin Shagia, get La'av HaGag, HaReizu M'Gureshes, and the Gemara asked, but Maya Skinon, whose Chatzah and whose Gag were referring to, Ilem B'Gag Didah, if we're referring to a case that Rachel was standing on her own rooftop, the Chatzah Didah, and Reuven, who was standing in the Chatzah, was also standing in her Chatzah, Lomli Aver Gag, why would we have to wait until the get reaches the airspace of the Gag? If L'Chari, even if it's in the airspace of the Chatzah, it would still be a valid get. And of course, keep in mind, based on what we said beforehand, the Gemara doesn't mean that the moment that the husband throws the get to her, it would be a valid get in the airspace of the Chatzah, because then it would be in an upward trajectory. But what Gemara means to say is that the Mishnah didn't have to give us a case where he was throwing it from one area to another area. The Mishnah could just say that a husband threw the get in the Chatzah, and once it's on a downward trajectory in the Chatzah itself, it would already be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Ela Bigadi Day, so it must be that she is standing in a rooftop that belongs to her husband, the Chatzah Day, and the Chatzah also belongs to her husband, Ki Yigil Aveh Gag Mai Havi, then who cares that it actually reached the airspace of the Gag? L'maisa, the Gag is not hers, and she can't use that for a Kenyan Chatzah, and therefore, certainly the get would not be valid, even if it actually ends on the Gag itself. Ela Pshita, Bigadi Da, the Chatzah Day, it must be talking about a case where Rachel was standing on a rooftop that belongs to her, and the Chatzah belonged to Reuven. That is why the only time the get will be Chal is once the get reaches the airspace of the rooftop. And the Gemara continues, Ema Seifa, but let's see the second part of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah continued and stated, Huma Maila V'Huma Mata, if Reuven is standing on the rooftop and she is below in the Chatzah, V'Zarkula, and then Reuven through the get from the rooftop to the Chatzah, Kivin Shiyotza Mishus HaGag, once the get leaves the airspace of the Gag, and even if Nimchak Nisraf, the get is erased, or if it's burned up, HaReizu Megreshes, it would still be a valid get, V'Ibi Gagdi Dav V'Chatzah today. And if you just explain that in case of a Mishnah is a situation where the Gag belonged to Rachel and the Chatzah belonged to Reuven, am I Megreshes, then how could it be that Rachel will be Megreshes if she's standing in his Chatzah, and therefore the Chatzah cannot be kinder to get for her? Ella Begagdi Dei V'Chatzah Yidah. It must be that the Seif is talking about a case where the rooftop belongs to Reuven, and Reuven is standing on the rooftop, and the Chatzah belonged to Rachel, and she's standing in the Chatzah, and therefore the get will be valid once it reaches the airspace of the Chatzah. So the Gemara is, Reish Begagdi Dei V'Chatzah Yidah, does it make sense that we'll explain that the Reish is talking about where the Gag belongs to her and the Chatzah belongs to Reuven, and Seif Begagdi Dei V'Chatzah Yidah, L'chari, that doesn't make sense. Elav the Ushla Makam. So it must be the case of the Mishnah is where both the Chatzah and the Gag belongs to Reuven, and in the Reisha, Reuven lent his rooftop to Rachel in order that she could acquire a get, and the Seifa, he lent the Chatzah to her in order that she could acquire a get. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is exactly this point, that Chad Makam Meishle Inshi, Trey Mekaymus Le Meishle Inshi, which is exactly as Rav Chista explained. And the Chiddush of the Reisha is that even though Reuven owned both the Gag and the Chatzah, but he lent the Gag to his wife Rachel, now that Reuven threw the get to the Gag, the only time the get will be Chal is once it reaches the Gag, and we don't have a svara to say that L'chayr, once he throws the get, even if it would land in the Chatzah, it would be a valid get, because since he lent the Gag to her, so L'chayr, he also would lend the Chatzah to her. Kamash Blon, that he only lends one spot, and he only meant to lend her the Gag, and not the Chatzah, and the same would be true in the reverse case in the Seifa. The Gemara continues, so Amalei, so Rami Bachom responded to Rava, that Uriah from our Mishnah is not a Raya, as Midi Iria, who said that the Reisha and the Seifa both have to be talking about the same exact case, Dilma Hakad Isa, Vahakad Isa. Maybe the Reisha is talking about one scenario, and the Seif is talking about another scenario. Reisha Begagdi Da V'Chatzah Yidah. The Reisha is talking about a scenario where Rachel actually owned a Gag, and therefore her Gag could be claimed for a Mitam Chatzah. Reuven was standing in his Chatzah, and that's why the get was only Chal once it got into the airspace of the Gag, and Seif Begagdi Da V'Chatzah Yidah, and that's why the get only was Chal once it got into the airspace of her Chatzah. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Shalosh Midas Begitin. We have three different dinim that we learn B'negeya get, and we will not apply B'negeya other dinim in the Torah, and certainly not B'negeya Shabbos. And the first halach is Hadam Rebbe Kluta Kamisha Huncha Upligi Rabbanon Leah, that this din that we learned beforehand, that Rebbe holds that Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya, and Rabbanon argued on them, and they they said that it's not considered kamishuncha, and if someone throws an item from Rishis Rabim to Rishis Rabim and it passes through Rishis Yochid, according to Rabbanan, they would not be chayiv for being Ivan Issa of Haitzan Shabbos, Hanimil in Shabbos, that's only B'degei Shabbos, which we explained it needs Hanacha, Aval Hacham Shematuriu, but B'degei Get, there is no requirement that the actual Get has to land, and it's only a requirement that it has to be guarded. For Haminta, the Maisa, the Get is in the area where it's Avish Seifel and Nuach, and it's also in Chotzer Mishtameris, and therefore it would be a valid Get. And the Gemara continues with the second case, B'hadron Rav Chista, and also this din that Rav Chista taught us that not Kanam B'Shus Yachid of Rashi Traskel, that if someone sticks a post in a Rashi Yachid, and on top of the post is a plate or a tray, that something could land on top of that. Vizark V'Noch Agabav, moving who's in the Rashi Rabbim, takes an item and he throws it from the Rashi Rabbim and it lands on top of this plate. Afil Gavoya Me'ama Chayiv L'Fishu Rashi Yachid Oyla Arukia, and even if it lands on top of the plate and it's 100 Amis high, he would still be Chayiv because the din is that the Abba Rashi Yachid continues Abba Rukia. As Rashi says, the Havel HaNoch Rashi Yachid, it's considered this item was Munach in Rashi Yachid, She'ab Rashi Yachid Oyla Arukia, Avagav the Abba Rashi Rabbim Elul Ma'il Mesara, and even though the Abba Rashi Rabbim only goes up until 10 Tvachim, Rav explains, Hani Midl in Shabbos, this dinner of Chista is only relevant till Shabbos, Aval Hacha, but in the Gaya Get, Meshum and Turi Hu V'Halay Minta, Reuven throws a Get to his wife's Chatzah, and it lands on a post that's 100 Amos high, certainly since it landed in an area which is above the Mechitzah to the Chatzah, and if a wind came, it could blow it off, so it's not considered a valid Hanacha in a Chatzah, and she can't be claimed a Get, and the Get would not be valid, and Rashi at the end of the Amid states, V'Taima the Gita, Meshum Chatzah Meshtamerisu, Dumi Diyada, V'Halay Minta, and this is Mashma that Rashi is also learning that the problem of wind blowing an item out of a chatzah is also based on the problem of chatzah mishtamers b'tzarach bia. And we continue on daf ayin tesam and beis, and Rava brings the third case where there's a chiluk between hilchas gittin and other halachas. At v'hoda om Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, that this dinner Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mishmuel, that lo yamed adam megag zeh v'yikol megisham megag shechaveri, that Reuven can't stand on his rooftop and collect rainwater that is floating and is in a puddle on the rooftop of his friend Shimon, because then he's taking it from one rishus to another rishus, and even though taking an item from Rishis Yachid to Rishis Yachid is only an Isser Rabbanan, this was included in the Isser Rabbanan. And l'chayr, this din of Shmuel seems pashut. However, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, that since in those days the gagas were all flat, and one rooftop led into another rooftop, and there was no demarcation, there wasn't necessarily a way to see a physical separation between each gag, one may think that this is different than going and carrying something from Reuven's house to Shimon's house, and those over there, you see clearly that Reuven's taking something from one Rishis to another Rishis, and the Issur Rabbanan of Haitzah would apply. And therefore, Shmuel was Mechadash, Shechashem Shediyurin Chalukal Malmata, that just like where there's a physical demarcation and a very noticeable physical separation between two areas when it's below in a Chalm, that there is an Issur Rabbanan of carrying Rishis to Rishis without an Irei V'chatziris, Kach Diyurin Chalukal Malmata, the same that applies, but the Gei of the Gagas of two people, that even though there's no physical noticeable separation between these two areas, there's still an Issur Rabbanan to carry from one Gag to another Gag. However, Hani Milan in Shabbos, Rava says, this is only relevant to Hilchas Shabbos, Aval in Get, Mishu Kupedu. But in regard to Hilchas Gittin, that even though Rav Chista said beforehand that a person only lends one Makim to his wife and he doesn't lend her two Mekaymas, but that is only, for example, if he lends her his Gag, he doesn't mean to lend her his house, or if he lends her his house, he doesn't mean to lend her his Gag. However, as Rashi says, if Reuven has two rooftops that are right next to each other and adjoining each other, Vishila Makim Bezel, the Kabbalah's Gita, and he said to Rachel, I'm lending you an area in rooftop A in order for you to be mekabel yaget, v'kablasa b'zeh, and instead she was mekabel it on rooftop B, lo yamin on hacha rishuyas chalukais, over here we don't say that's considered two separate rishuyas, and he didn't mean to lend her that gag, the hodah maran la'el trey mekaymus, lo yamush l'inchi, b'shul kepedu, the reason is because of kepedu, yesh ma'ashach hatzeru, makbed al besai, certainly a person is not makbed that when he has two different rooftops that are right next to each other, that he'll actually only lend one of them and not the other, because since on a rooftop, people generally don't use the rooftop for their tashmishin, therefore he doesn't care which gag she uses, the get would be valid. And of course, based on this Rashi, it's only talking about two gagin that are mamish adjacent to each other and they're connected to each other, and it's not talking about two separate gagin that may be at different parts of town. And similarly, we would not be saying this then if Reuven lends her one house that he meant to lend her a second home, as this is only talking about a situation where he lends her a gag, whereas Rashi says, the ain't tashmish rugal behen, and therefore like kapti inchi. The Gemara continues, Amar Baya, Baya states, Shei Chatzeres Zulif Nemezu, if there are two Chatzeres, one within the other, and let's picture this, that you have Chatzah A that's in the center, and then around that, Reuven has a separate Chatzah completely surrounds Chatzar A. In reality, Rachel's Chatzar is actually landlocked to Reuven's Chatzar, as she has no real way to get in unless she has some small derech to get into her Chatzar. But Pnim Shalav, Chitzayin Shalai, the inner courtyard was hers, and the outer courtyard belonged to Reuven. And the outer walls of the outer chatzah that belongs to Reuven were larger and higher than the inner walls. Vizarkula, and Reuven takes his get and he threw it to the inner chatzah, and now was over the airspace of Rachel's chatzah. So Kivin Shagir, Leavir Mechitza Chitzayna, once it actually reaches into the airspace of the inner courtyard and it's within the Mechitzas of the outer courtyard, meaning that's already protected by the outer courtyard, even though, of course, those Mechitzas could be much further away, Harezu Megreshes, the get at that point would be valid and would be chal. And the Gemara explains my time and why is it that it would be a valid get? Because Pnimis Gufa b'mechitzas achitzain is kamintra. And Rashi explains regil ishtamar, that since Rachel actually relies on the outer walls of this courtyard, and as the Mefarshim explained, that if the outer walls of the courtyard of Reuven would actually fall down, Reuven would be responsible to build them back up. Hilkach mishubetas hein la v'kana la, therefore they're considered mishubetar, and she's considered as if she has rights to those mechitzas, and those mechitzas protect the get that won't fly out of the area. Ayin and Mefarshim who discussed that L'chira Ina Chinami, at this point it's above her airspace and certainly it won't fly out of the entire area as it can't get past the outer walls of Reuven's Chatzah. But L'maisa, even though it's over the airspace of Rachel's Chatzah at this point, still if a wind would come it could take it away from being above Rachel's Chatzah and it actually will land in Reuven's Chatzah, and L'chira it's Ava She'in Seif L'Nuach and it should not be a valid get. And Ayin and Taisis Dima Masel Primis Gufa B'mechitzis Achitzenis Bintra. Taisis explains the scenario of Agamara and Ayin and other Rishonim as well. And Abaye continues, Mash Inken Bekupais, that this din that I just said is not relevant to where it is a case of boxes, and therefore Shtei Kupais Zu B'Teich Zu, if Rachel has a box that's within the box of Reuven, Pnimis Shalah B'chitzenis Shalah, and the inner box belongs to Rachel, and the outer box belongs to Reuven, Vizarkala, and Reuven takes his get, and he throws it to Afil Agila, Ava Pnimis, Enim Egreshes, and even if the get reaches the inner box's airspace and it's within the walls of the inner box, it would still not be a valid get. And my time on what is the reason, the Holy Noch, as it didn't rest on the bottom of the box. Rashi explained that even though B'negei Chatzah, once you have Mechitzas, it's considered as if the get actually landed on the ground, it's considered Mishtameres, and it's considered Abish Seifel Anuach. However, Rashi explained that since B'negei Kli, a Mechitzas Kli, Asun Lavir and Lishma, that the Mechitzas of a Kli are not made in order to protect an item that's falling into the box, the Ein Kli also Olanich B'teichai, as a Kli is only created in order to place things within the box. Therefore, until the actual item rests on the bottom of the box, it would not be a valid kinyan. And the Gemara asks, "V'chinach may have, what would happen if the get actually rests in the box of Rachel? But l'chayr kilo shalakech b'shus meichu, since the box of Rachel is lying in the box of Reuven, so l'chayr it would be a case where the kilim of the lakech on the rishus meicha. And we know there's machlekes and there's a shaila mesechtes bar basra if this kli could be coined to get. And the Gemara answers, "Hachemay eskinan that we're talking about a scenario b'kupa she'in l'shalayim, that the outer box that belonged to Reuven did not have a bottom, and therefore the kupa of Rachel that was sitting within the box of Reuven was not actually sitting on the box of Reuven, as it didn't have a bottom, and it was actually sitting on the ground. And as long as this kaka does not belong to Reuven, then it would be a case of the kelu shalakech that's not sitting b'rishus meicha. Therefore, the divrei hakol, once the get lands on the bottom of the box and is now lying in the box of Rachel, then Rachel was koneh the get, and therefore the get would be chal. And we continue with the new Mishnah, which discusses the case of a get yashon, and the Mishnah will explain that a get yashon is referring to a case where Reuven wrote a get for his wife, and prior to delivering the get to Rachel, he actually was mesiachu with her. And Beishami says, Poita Adam Ishta beget yashon, that a person can use a get yashon, and there's no problem with using it at all. Well, Beisila Eisrin, however, Beisila says, Midrabanan, they said it's also to use it, and the Gemara will explain the reason. The Ezu get yashon, and was considered a get yashon, as we explained, Kol Shin Siachim Ba Me'achshe Kasvala, that if Reuven is mesiachu with his wife, after he already wrote the get for her, then according to Beisila, you cannot use such a get. And prior to beginning the Gemara, let's explain the Svara Beis Hillel in order to understand our Gemara easily. Beis Hillel holds that let's say Reuven writes a get for his wife Rachel on January 1st, and he then doesn't give the get to her until a year or two later, and in the meantime he was misyachu with her, and they have another child, and then at some point he takes the get and he gives it to his wife Rachel, and people won't realize that he gave the get to her at a later point. People will think that this child that was born to Reuven and Rachel were actually born out of wedlock, and even though of course the child was not a mamza, because at that point Rachel was a pnuya and was not an ishesish. However, l'maisa it is a pagam, and in order to save a child from having this pagam, the Rabbanan said that we not only use a get yashon. done. And as the Gemara explains, what is the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? And the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai is savri, Beis Shammai holds, we don't have the gzira that potentially someone will say, this get was given to Rachel prior to this child being born, and the child has a pagam. And as we explained, Beis Hillel savri, aminon gzira shem yomu gita kadum ra. Let's see the lashon of Rashi inside, that if Reuven writes a get, and he holds onto it for 2 or 3 years prior to giving it to Rachel, be concerned, v'yu l'bonim imenu b'teich hazman, v'achach yoshen boy ul'yom k'shishtakech adova, yiruz man aget, kadum l'edis haben, people will see that this man in the get is prior to this child being born, v'yu sfurin, and will think, sh'nitlam shas k'siva, v'yomim n'apurin n'aylam shigasha, v'havi pagam. The Gemara continues to discuss the status of this get according to Beis Hillel, and the Gemara will bring two different memories that are said in the name of Abba and the name of Shmuel. Amr Abba Mishmuel. The first version is that Abba said in the name of Shmuel, in Nisse's Leitetze, if Lemaisa Reuven used this get, and then Rachel went and got married to another man, then we would not say that she has to get divorced, and we will say that get b'di'evit, it was a valid get. And the Ikadami and others say that Amr Abba Mishmuel, that Abba said in the name of Shmuel, even greater kula than Miskasha Tinasa Lechatila, that even though according to the first version of Rab Abba and the name of Shmuel, that if we would go to Bezdin, we would say that I used the get Yoshon, they would say that she can't get married until she receives a second get from her husband Reuven. However, according to the second version of Rab Abba, the name of Shmuel, if Reuven gave this get to his wife Rachel, and even though he shouldn't have done so, however, once he divorced her, the b'di'evet, Rachel could even go get married at this point, even l'chatchila. However, Ayin Rashi, who adds in one caveat, and he says that in this gasha beget Yoshon, that if she received this get that was a get Yoshon, v'holach b'ayla Medina Siyam, at this point her husband's not around and he already traveled to Medina Siyam, in that case, Bezdin will say b'di'evet, she could get married only because her husband is not around do we let her get married. But if her husband would be around, then Rashi seems to say that we would actually require her husband to give her a get and we would not let her get married. Even according to the second version of Shmuel, it's only Mishum Aguna that Akilu Berabanan. And let's see the Taisis Diba Masal Bishami Savri Leim meaning Zir Shem Yoyimu Gita Kadlum Da. And he brings down to Mishami that the actual machlekes between Bishami and Basil is based on a machlekes that we will have between Bishami and Basil at the end of the Masechta, since Bishami holds that Leugarish Adam Has Ishtoi Elam Kim Masabad Dvar Evo, that the only way a man could divorce his wife is only if he found a Dvar Evo. Therefore, Bishami Lishitase holds that this woman will definitely be discussing to this man, and we don't have to worry that maybe there'll be Nisachit after he wrote a get for his wife, and that's why we don't have the Zira. However, according to Basil Lishitase, that holds that Afilu Kdachasa Tafshila Yachle Gasha, husband can divorce his wife even for a small reason, and even if she burns his food, and therefore she's not discussing to him, and it's possible that even though he wrote his get while he was upset, but afterward there'll be Misachid and they'll actually have Bia, and then we have to be Choshish that maybe there'll be a situation where they'll have a child and it could come out of Pagam, as we explained, and therefore this Machlik is Beis Hillel Beishamai actually Shitasam of the Shitas at the end of the Masechta, but again, when a person has a right and the ability to divorce his wife, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.